This podcast does contain spoilers, so if you're okay with that, listen on. If not, pause the podcast, go watch the movie we're about to talk about, and come on back.
All right, sweet.
Excuse me.
Brian, over here. Hey.
Pardon me.
Why don't you have the popcorn? It's starting!
Woo!
Hey! Shut up. Shut up and listen to the podcast. Hey!
There's a lot out there to see. This is what we watched.
Sweet. How is your massage, Jeff?
Whoa. Jeff, you got a massage? I didn't know you got massages.
It was good. It was nice.
Yeah?
You need to tell
there's
us.
Not, there's not a whole lot to talk about there.
All right. Well, what we watched. Welcome
what
in.
We watched.
The only thing we know that is true is that Jeff got a massage recently because his lower back's kind of hurting. So he's a little feeling it. He's getting a massage. He's loving it. Happy ending. We did confirm that.
No happy ending. But, guys, he's a little bit embarrassed by it. So just if you see him, don't pat him on the back too hard because it might hurt him.
Yeah, I might fall
both,
down. And you,
not
you
just
might
physically,
have to work for me.
But emotionally.
All of the above.
He's a fragile man.
We'd be down a man for what we watch.
What we watch. The movie review podcast. The podcast for movie lovers, TV lovers, and for those who like playing games.
Oh, we're doing that again? Is that what you did last week? I don't remember.
We're always doing that in our hearts, in our minds, even if it's not spoken.
We had
fun last time. We had fun with the last games.
We're in the same shirts.
But now it's serious. It's game time.
Shut up, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. I'm doing my spiel. Fuck you.
Nobody notices the shirts.
Oh, sorry. Whoops.
I do laundry once a week, Jeff. What do you want from me? This is my podcasting shirt.
I got you.
What am I supposed to do?
It's not like it's the same day or anything.
Jeff, why are you trying to ruin the magic, all right? Why are you telling people when we're recording? This is a timeless thing.
I haven't said anything. I just like our... similar shirts.
I can't wait for Brandon to be next week, last week, be in a different place than he is now.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know when I am. I don't know where I am. I don't know who I am.
All I know is
Jeffrey, you're going the fuck down, dude. You're not putting the thinking cat on.
Oh, that's right.
I'm making that rule right now. All right, we're playing games today.
All right, and here comes the thinking cat.
But 100% is not fair.
Oh, an octopus. Okay.
And it's also not fair because as I mentioned, my browser just hates me. I don't know what I did. I don't know who I upset. I don't know what Google employee is thinking that this is fucking funny, but it's not. I want to have some visual effects. I want to have some cool backgrounds again. I want to have something on my head. I'm upset.
On my head.
My game face is on. Jeff, you're going down.
The octopus makes more sense to be smarter because it's like pumping knowledge into your brain. The cat was just rubbing his dick on you.
Yeah, the cat was definitely
insulting
you.
I could not figure out what that face was, Jeff. That was so confusing.
Sorry.
All right. Well, we got
more. That's why I'm not an actor.
More games.
Game day, bitches. Right. Let's go.
All right. Focus up, Jeff. We got more games. Don't know when this is coming out, where, why, what. Sweet. Just enjoy it. It's games. Moving on. I got three games today.
Sweet.
We have Who Is This? Well, you just have to tell me the actor's name. You know, that's pretty easy. We got Misgendered. Gendered. Fuck. We got Misgendered. Gendered. Fuck.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Misgenred.
We got Who Is This? We just need to name the actor. We got Misgenred, which we played before. Pretty self-explanatory. And then we have another game that, you know, it'll be an experiment. We'll see if it actually works.
Cool.
Because sometimes I feel like I make a game and it ends up being too hard. And so we're going to start with the hard version and then make it slightly easier how we go.
Right.
It's roughly named Yo-Yo Mama, but
ooh,
I don't know. It's had like 20 names since I thought of it. They're all garbage. I need to. It definitely needs to improve somehow. Let's see.
I believe in you.
Oh, thank you. All right. So first game up is Who Is This? And you just need to tell me, we're going to get on the left, you're getting an actor and actress, and you just got to tell me who their name is.
Infinity Stone. Stone.
Stony P. Stony McGuffin.
Matt Stone.
Out of the four options that are here.
Oh.
So who is this? Emma Stone, Jessica Stone, Emily Jones, or Emily Stone?
I think I have my answer locked in. But based on Jeff's answer, that might change. I'm going to go Emma Stone.
I'm going to go A, Emma Stone.
You're both going Emma Stone? So this game really started because of a recent thing that she has been going, you know what?
It is Emily Stone.
I would like to be called
it is Emily
my
Stone.
Real name.
Yep.
Which the real name is Emily Stone. So I don't know how many people actually like realize this, but 95% of the actors and actresses that you know, as you know them by, are not their real name. Like they all have stage names. So Emma Stone's real name, birth name, is Emily Stone. Sometimes it's last name, sometimes it's first name. So this round is going to be is how well do you, what do they look like? You just go by feel. What they look like.
Who is this? All right, cool. So do I get half a point for switching it before you click the answer?
No, you do not.
I did know the answer. I did know that. But now that I know what the game is.
Honestly.
All right, cool.
I'm going to be honest with you. That was going to be like the obvious one I thought. But clearly,
I didn't know this was a thing. So,
all right. So time to guess for Jeff.
Guess up my ass.
Well, I do, Jeff. I do have one of these in here specifically for you, hoping that you know this.
All right, cool.
Brandon might not.
All right, Jeff. But, I know this one 100%.
Yeah. See, the first two were supposed to be pretty easy ones that I thought most people knew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, I haven't said this around Jeff. So we'll have Jeff guess first. The next one is either Charlie Sheen, Carlos Estevez, Charlie Estevez, or Carlos Sheen.
Okay, so I know somewhat something around this. I know his brother is Emilio Estevez. I'm pretty sure. And so it's got to be, I want to say it's Charlie Estevez, but I could be completely wrong with that, obviously.
You are going with Charlie Estevez, right?
It is.
It's one of those two.
B, Carlos Estevez.
Yeah.
And then Brandon's going to go with Carlos.
I should have gone with my gut instinct with that one.
Yep. Carlos Estevez.
I only know that because there was a Rockies player who had the same name. So when he got called up and he came out to pitch, they played Wild Thing. And then everyone's like, what are they playing Wild Thing for? And the announcers or the broadcasters were like, well, so here's a little bit of trivia for you.
Oh, that checks out. Checks out. Okay. All right. Those are the two. This next one is specifically for Jeff.
Oh.
All right. Who is this?
I know this one.
Halsey, Ashley Russo, Haley. I don't know. And these names, you're going to just read them because I'm not trying to pronounce names. So we'll have Brandon go guess first. And then. Okay. I'm so happy you put
this one on here.
This is honestly, it's so funny because it's like nowadays I've been seeing the Emily versus Emma because I know in like some press tour, somebody called her Emily and she got all excited and stuff like that. But the other one I see is her saying, like explaining what her real name is. This is another one that I see a lot.
And I know we already passed it, not to stall for time, but do you guys know why Emma Stone is going by Emma Stone? In Hollywood?
Because there was already somebody with the name when she rolled into town, which is why a lot of these people, not necessarily like, they're kind of just like shifts rather than pick a so much better name.
Yep.
Just because, you know, the guild, you can only have, you know, you can't have the same name essentially as somebody else.
Yep. Yep. Sweet. All right, so I am going to go with all that extra time now. I definitely know I'm locking in. I'm going with the obvious one. I'm going with Haley Bianchi. I'm going with that one.
Nice.
And then Jeff, what are you going to go with?
Well, so first I have a question for you, Matt. How do you say her how do you say the top name?
Oh, I said it correctly this time.
Okay.
Halsey. Trust me. Honestly, and I'll explain why it fucked me up too, is because I thought I misspelled one of these because it's like Because it's so close to being the same name. Mm-hmm. Halsey and Haley are like literally yeah. like almost the same thing.
Well, yeah, before I think you've also said Hazley and it just cracks
yes, I
me
say
up.
Hazley usually on accident.
Okay.
It sounds like something like my dad would say just out of spite.
Is that Hazley? All right. Well, I'm going to go with the correct answer, and that's Ashley Frangipane.
How do you say that?
I think it's Frangipane.
When I hear her saying it, she says it very, with a very New Jersey accent.
Oh, I'm sure. She's from Jersey.
All right. We are leveled up now. We are back to 1-1.
Fun band fact, Brandon. It's Halsey because Ashley is an anagram of Halsey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like I have heard that before. I feel mm-hmm. like that's not the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, so now you know.
And I'm very excited.
Until
I was
the next time
worried.
I forget.
I was a little worried about when I was making up names because two of these are, you know, easy already made for me. The other two I have to make up. Yeah. So I'm glad that Brandon picked.
Yeah.
Literally, I think I looked up Italian last names and I just picked one of the popular ones. That's nice. What I did for a lot of them. All right. And next up we have, who's this? Thomas Hanks, oh, Fred shit. Jones, Thomas Smith, or Fred Johnson?
Jeff, do you have an idea of where this one is?
I think it's. I think he likes to mix up the strategies a bit. He likes to play his own Ooh, algorithm.
I know.
So
I know.
I'm gonna go Thomas Hanks.
Oh, man, that feels like the right answer. But I think I'm gonna go Fred Jones. Something about Fred Jones just is calling
Jones.
To me.
If he's Fred Jones, he does not look like a Fred Jones to me.
All right. And sometimes they just have their name.
Yes.
Damn it, Jeff. Damn it, Jeff.
I'm playing the Matt algorithm here.
Damn it. All right. Hey, it's fine. I want false confidence, man. Enjoy your pretend lead.
All right. Yeah. Hey, sometimes it's just their name. So got to be careful. It's not just three possibilities. All right. Next up. Who the fuck is this guy? Christopher Walken. Ronald Walken, Joseph Smith, or Terrence Walken? Walken.
Jeff?
Wait, how do you say the last name? Walken?
Walken?
Christopher Walken. I feel like this is where it's like a Hazy Halsey thing that I'm like saying the L on the wrong side.
No, it's Walken, like you're walking in.
Walken. Yeah, well, that would be an I think.
Christopher
Anyways,
Walken.
How you guys doing?
Not well. Not well. I'm kind of stressed out. Jeff's got this super confident air about him that I don't appreciate.
It's mostly just the fact of this, like, yeah, I'm just going to go with this answer.
You could tone it down a little bit.
It's very similar. It's the same as the game a couple weeks ago, whenever it was, the IMDb, when you're just picking. You're just like, you know what? My bones tell me this.
Yeah. I just follow my gut. Sometimes I'm horribly wrong.
See, this is
the problem is Jeff gets in a rhythm with games. Like,
I know.
We don't go like game continuously.
Right. Right, exactly, exactly.
He gets in a rhythm like bullets, lie.
All right, Jeff, what's your answer? Because I'm going to go based off of what you say. Because I think I know where I want to go. At the same time, like, none of these are calling to me.
My choice is whatever Jeff says.
I'm just gonna stick with Christopher Walken.
That's what I was going to do too,
you asshole. I think he's Christopher Walken.
Fuck it, ride or die. Christopher Walken.
You guys are both going Christopher?
Yes.
And the correct answer is Ronald.
Ronald.
Doesn't he look like a Ronald? Look
Come
at
on,
him. Look
Ronald.
At him. Look at that little fucking Ronald face.
Ron Walken.
I wonder what his reasoning was for not going with
Is Ronald. Christopher his middle name?
Let me look on my big sheet.
Anything Ronald should be his middle name. I don't know.
I'm not positive. They didn't give me that on the big some of them have they tell me the middle name, some of them they don't. All right. Yes. Jeff's up one still. Next up,
Ooh.
Who is this? We got Michael Caine, Maurice Micklewhite, Joseph Micklewhite, or Ronald Micklewhite?
Ooh, interesting. This man, he's been around a while.
Yes, he has.
All Micklewhites and one Caine.
All right, Brandon, you go first this time.
I hate you.
I think I know where I want to go.
Ronald, ride or die. Ronald.
Going Ronald?
Something okay. about Joseph is calling to me, so I'm going Joseph Micklewhite. I don't think this is actually Michael Caine.
Okay. Yeah, I know I'm on the same page. I don't think he's Now I don't think he's Michael Caine, but to me he will always be Michael Caine. But just for the, you know, just for the sake of pulling something out of my ass and being like, this is a reason, I'm going to go Maurice Micklewhite because Maurice is an older name.
Ooh.
You calling him old?
What was,
I mean, he's
are you being ageist right yes. now? Matt, that's a point off, all right? He's being ageist.
No, that motherfucker is old. What did you pick, Brandon? Sorry.
I went with Joseph.
You went with Joseph.
Joseph Micklewhite.
And
God
Jeff
damn it.
Yeah, Maurice.
Seriously?
Hey, it was an old name. I agree with you, too. That was a good... See, that's a good fake logic. I clearly,
thank
you know,
you.
I didn't
thank
pick
you.
It because it felt like an old name. It just was an old name. All right. Next up, we got... Who is this? Christopher Hemsworth, Lars Hemsworth, Christopher Martin, or Noah Williams?
Hmm.
Who is this motherfucker?
So I know there are multiple Hemsworths, but I don't remember if I'm making it up that one of them decided to change their name because something like Lars didn't sound very good, or if he was just given a good name and good genes as well. That's just not fair.
Are there jeans in this photo? You can't see his jeans.
Will you stop making jokes? I'm trying to focus here. God damn it, man. I don't know. I'm going to go. Now I know what it's like to be mad. I'm struggling over here.
I tell you, man, you can do it.
Hey, I'm not a shutout, dude. Not a shutout. That's all that matters.
That's true. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well,
Jeff, are you locked in already?
Just kidding. I think I know where I'm going. Yeah.
How confident are you in this game? Like you were starting out on a roll with the IMDb game the other
day. I am the same level of confidence in not knowing for sure what answer it is, but I just got a gut feeling.
He feels it in his pee-pee. Just feel it in your pee-pee, man.
It's that goddamn massage, dude. Yep. The octopus is giving
it
you
was
a massage.
Happy ending. Sure it was is. Me giving the massage, just whispering all the answers.
I knew it. I'm gonna go Christopher Martin. Lars Hemsworth is my number two, my very close number two.
Interesting. Okay. I'm just gonna go Christopher Hemsworth.
All right. Jeff's going Christopher Hemsworth. Brandon's going Chris Martin. It was Christopher Hemsworth.
Yep, blessed with
what
good name
hell, Jeff?
And good
I don't
genes.
Understand.
I just got dang a feeling it. From the universe, dude. I don't know.
I don't understand.
Let me see your phone. Turn your fucking screen around.
Why'd you open the presentation up? I went with Lars because of Liam Hemsworth and Luke Hemsworth.
Okay.
See, they're all for L's, so I was
for
like,
for me,
maybe...
that would have meant that some of those other brothers would have changed their names too, though. Regardless, the last name is the last name, but then I think all their other names would be different too.
Yeah, well, Lars is stupid. That's a stupid name. Liam's not really a big popular guy. Chris is.
That's mm-hmm. a good solid logic there. Why didn't you okay. tell me anything like that?
Jeff has taken a commanding lead. And we'll just go on to the next one. Who is this guy?
Ooh.
We got Vin Diesel, Carlos Garcia, Mark Sinclair, or Jeff Diesel.
I feel like that last one is just you trying to bait me or something.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. You know, he doesn't look like
a Jeff.
Jeff Diesel.
Jeff.
Oh God.
Upright Diesel is a normal name.
I agree. Look at that face. Whoa, look at that little. Oh. Oh, we're good. Oh, I scrolled. Okay, we're good.
You scrolled the right direction.
Yeah, you got lucky with that one. All right, Jeff, what you got?
You want me to just put you down for Jeff Diesel? You could pick that and still win, probably.
No, I don't think I'm going to go that direction.
If you believe hard enough, I believe that is how his name changes.
I think I'm going to go. I'm going to go Carlos Garcia.
That's what I was going to go with too, dude. What the fuck?
You can go there too.
I need a point, so.
So right now, Brandon, right now, you are down, it's 4-1.
It's four
so you're down
one.
Three. Right. There's four of these left.
All right, cool.
So you could still technically
yeah,
come
that's
back
for sure.
And that, win it, too.
That's true. That's true. Only if Jeff gets it wrong and I get it right, which means I have to deviate. And I don't like doing that, because if Jeff gets it right and I get it wrong, then I'm further behind.
The way I do it is individual game. So if you lose this game, you lose this game. It's not the overall points.
You said there are four questions left?
Include this one, then three after it.
All right, I'm going to hedge my bets. I'm going Carlos Garcia as well. Fuck it. We ride.
What would be...
Mark St. Clair would be my number two.
Interesting.
So you're both going Carlos Garcia. Jeff, what would your second be? Jeff.
I probably have to be Jeff Diesel because I don't think Mark St. Clair is it at all.
So you're telling me, Brandon, if you were a betting man and you bet on yourself, you would have gone Mark Sanchez to try and catch up on Jeff?
I don't know who Mark Sanchez is.
Sinclair. Sorry. Mark
he Sinclair. Is Sinclair. Interesting.
Yep, that definitely looks like a Mark Sinclair.
Yeah.
No way. He does not look like a Mark Sinclair to me.
I know. All right.
He looks more like an Emma Stone than Mark Sinclair.
So I love it in the most recent, like Fast and Furious, is like he's so Hispanic. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I guess technically Mark.
Marky
right,
Mark.
Next up, who is
this man?
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh before the names are read.
Joaquin Phoenix, Leaf Phoenix, River Phoenix, or Joaquin Bottom.
Joaquin Bottom.
You funny man.
Joaquin.
What is
can you
his
imagine
birthday?
If his name was Joaquin Walken?
Walken badass. Or I would love like the thought of like two actors just had completely swapped names. It's like, you know, the Michael Caine is actually John Stewart and John Stewart's actually like Michael Caine. And they just swapped.
That would be wild.
Be interesting.
All right. What was this man's birth name?
Is this the one? I think it is. Maybe. Jeff knows.
No, I mean, I'm going gut instinct on this one.
His pee-pee
for sure. Mm-hmm. I go to whichever one it points to.
Your gut instinct is probably right, but
the octopus's penis points.
Man, I really want to go with Leaf.
All right, I'm gonna. Well, is that where you're going?
I don't know. I really want to. Where are you going? Maybe I'll change.
I'm not telling you.
Noah Williams.
Yeah. Michael Caine. Yeah, I'm going Leaf Phoenix.
Okay. I'm going to go River Phoenix.
All right. So it is Joaquin Bottom.
No, it
so,
is not.
Oh.
Brandon, let me explain this to you. And because I also have been spreading slightly misinformation previous. So he was Leaf Phoenix at one point, but Leaf is just a name he gave himself.
Ah.
He was born Joaquin Bottom. And then he was acting under Leaf Phoenix at one point, but that's not his birth name.
What was his what's his brother's real name?
His brother's real name is River. I don't know
is
why.
Is River Bottom?
Oh. Yes.
That is the dumbest
thing
I've ever
heard.
So that's
where I've heard River.
I'm so sorry
then.
To that man. Rest in
peace.
Well,
he didn't have to live with it long. but yeah, so it is Joaquin Bottom.
Joaquin
so
Bottom. Wow, that. Interesting. All right, well, I'm going to give myself a half a point, just like I give myself a half point for Emily Stone. So it's actually four to two. So
okay. Oh,
nice. I'll give myself 10 points. It's okay.
No,
hey, I have 20. So
you didn't get any right.
So consciously, I got them all right.
You only got the ones right that you got right.
All right. Next up, who is this? Miley Cyrus, Miley Ray, Melissa Cyrus, or Destiny Cyrus?
I think it's Miley Ray. I'm going Miley Ray.
Okay. I don't know why I feel like I either came across a fact at some point or I'm just completely wrong, but I'm gonna say Destiny Cyrus.
Go with your destiny.
And Brandon, you went Miley Ray.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going that because Billy Ray.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is correct. And you fell for my trap.
Oh, Destiny. How do I know this?
Yes, her real name is like Destiny Hope Cyrus.
It hurts.
Oh my God,
it hurts so much.
I don't know how I know some of these.
It hurts so much.
I do appreciate somebody falling for my trap, Brandon. I really appreciate that. I did put the Ray in for Billy Ray Cyrus.
Hey, someone's got to be the fall guy, man. I got you.
Right? Hey, the logic checks out. That's why I did it. Because I thought the logic
I think the trap
out.
Was more for me at this point, but...
I wasn't sure if... If you knew the other singer, you might know this one.
I don't know how I knew this one, honestly. I had to, like... just heard it once or read it or something.
Yeah, this is another random one too, because it's like nowhere even close. But anyways, mm-hmm. And the last one So for people who don't know this person by straight face, it's Spike Jonze, who is a director, producer. He did Her is the most popular one. Spike, also, he does a shit ton. But anyways, who is this? Spike Jonze, Adam Bloomberg, Steven Jonze, Adam Spiegel. I'm going to read some of the other stuff he did. He did a he has done a shit ton of music videos.
Oh, interesting.
Like, a shit ton of what?
Music videos.
Oh, videos.
Tenacious D, Bjork, Beastie Boys, R.E.M., Daft Punk. Dude, it's freaking endless.
That sounds cool.
Man, yeah, I don't know. Again, none of these are called. I am ice cold right now. I am ice cold.
Well, you need to go first because I have another suspicion of what I feel like the answer is.
I mean, I honestly, Adam Bloomberg is what I feel like it is.
Speaking to you.
But I could see being Steven Jonze and him trying to be all, you know, hopped up on cocaine in the 80s and going like, no, what, man? No, my name's Jones with a Z.
Jonesy.
So I'm going Adam Bloomberg.
Okay. Again, I just have a feeling I could be completely wrong, but I'm going Adam Spiegel.
All right, Jeff's going Adam Spiegel, and Brandon's going Adam Bloom, and Jeff has to explain why he thinks this. Because again, I love Brandon talking out the two things that I like, reasons I put those names on. I really love it. Jeff, tell me what was the PP telling you?
I don't even know, dude. I've heard that name somewhere in my life, and it being on this list, I was like, it's gotta be this, I guess.
God, you haven't heard of Bloomberg before? Fuck you.
That's why I did it. Hey, that's why I did it. All right, and I think I was wrong. I believe there's one more, but it doesn't matter at this point because Jeff is definitely winning this.
Michael Douglas.
This round.
Michael Douglas.
Is this Michael Keaton, Michael Williams, Michael Douglas, or Michael Diesel?
Michael Douglas.
Jeff, which one do you want to go with?
Brandon knows this one, apparently.
It's the vibe I'm getting also.
I'm inclined to go Michael Douglas, but because he knows this one so well, all right,
Joe Pamers. Fuck you.
Well, should I go Michael Douglas then?
I don't know, man. What's your pee-pee heart telling you?
I can promise you nothing you decide is going to make Brandon happy.
Because initial gut instinct, I would have gone Michael Keaton still, but I am confident that you are right because you seemed very confident about it.
So you're going Michael Douglas?
Yeah.
All right. And it is Michael Keaton. No, I'm just kidding. Michael Douglas.
That would have been awesome.
I'd have just left. I'd have thrown this new computer. I would have trashed a couple of chairs. Now I would have been done. I got the second one. I got the last one. Not a shutout.
That was a fascinating game.
Oh wait,
that was a good game.
I don't know how
Jeff has not shown me his computer screen. He showed me his phone screen, which was conveniently on the lock screen, by the way, not what it was pulled up on his actual phone.
It's still on the lock screen.
Yeah, oh, sure. I'm sure right now it is, now that you just closed it.
Sorry, there's a moth bugging the shit out of me.
Flutter, just a cheater.
I agree. I don't know. I don't know how many we're actually going to be able to do with this, because they actually have to be like good names and interesting names. Sure. So maybe everyone, this might be the last time you ever see this.
But all know that Jeff won somehow.
Jeff did win. Jeff definitely won that. So he is one game up. Our next game is, we are doing some Miss Genre.
Let's see if I
remember.
Where's your school spirit, man?
Oh, sorry. Miss Genre.
Hop up. I wonder if Brandon, do you remember how the scoring worked?
No, I don't.
Oh, hi. Sorry about that. I was just Don't worry about it. Kind of abrupt ending to the episode, so I'm here to give you some information. First, obviously, the games were recorded months ago, back in June, when we were doing the outdoor month. Since then, we've done War Month, Time Travel Month, and obviously we're in Nostalgia Month right now. The abrupt ending is because we decided to split up the games after the recording, so there's no real clean cut. We like to keep the games episodes a little shorter, so that's why you just watched Who Is This? And next week, come on back for Miss Johnrud. Yeah, I think that's all I have. Like, subscribe, put in the comments how well you did. I mean, lie to me, because I know I'm incredibly smart, and I know I tricked all of you people. But feel free to lie to me, make yourself feel better, whatever, I don't care. Whatever helps you sleep at night. All right, sweet. I'm gonna head out, okay?